I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzi-Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival happens this weekend. They're offering more films than ever, and they also have new venues.
They do. They've got 20 films, 3 new venues, and they've got some free children's programming that they're offering. The hub for the festival, which runs through Sunday, is still at the Chilmark Community Center, where they have couches set up. So you can pay a little extra and have comfortable viewing if you want. There's also live music there, and they've got food at a newly expanded cafe. But they're also going to be using the 3 other spaces, the nearby Chilmark School, and then the Chilmark Library, which is going to host the children's programming, and Entertainment Cinemas in Edgartown. The Edgartown venue is where they're doing the opening show of John Turturro's Fading Gigolo. And then the other spaces are going to help allow movies to be run at the same time and then showing some popular films more than once. Some of the films coming up include Shored Up, about the potentially rising sea level. They've got Burt's Buzz, which is a documentary about the founder of Burt's Bees, who apparently is making absolutely no profit from the success of that company. These Birds Walk, which is a documentary about street children in Pakistan. And then they've got a series of short films by and about islanders. They also have some filmmakers and related people that are coming over for some of the films. One of the films is about Whitey Bulger, and his defense attorney and the brother of an alleged victim are going to be on hand to talk about that. They've got children's activities, and that's going to include programs on movies based on books, how music affects movies. They've got some films that were never blockbusters, so they want kids to see, and a chance for the kids to make their own film about the festival.
Such a great lineup. It's wonderful. On Saturday, the Cape Cod Natural History Conference takes place at Four Seas. This is the 19th year for the conference.
And it's a full day of programming. It's going from 8:30 to 3, and they've got lectures and sessions about animals, birds, and various environmental topics, including coyotes and humans, controlling winter moths, ocean sunfish stranding, songbirds, and sea turtles. It's sponsored by the Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. And a lot of other environmental organizations from around the Cape are going to be there either presenting or having posters or different information on research projects and their conservation efforts. Because it's all day, participants are asked to bring their own lunch, and to keep things green, please bring your own coffee mug.
Monday, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. The Chatham Chorale is setting the mood this weekend with 2 concerts billed as a Celtic celebration. Tell us about this.
They're happening Saturday and Sunday afternoon, both at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in West Harwich. They've got classical and traditional Celtic selections, and the chorale itself has 90 voices, but they've also got a lot of guest performers. They've got Irish tenors, a bagpiper, fiddlers, flute player, percussionist, a pianist, and a harpist, Mairead Doherty. She's kind of helped organize this and bring them the Celtic music, and she's really trying to get audiences to hear some Celtic music that might not be as familiar to them. One of those is going to be the regional premiere of John William Glover's 1870 cantata called St. Patrick at Tara, a piece that she says is the first large choral work ever composed on an Irish subject, and this one dramatizes how Christianity was brought to Ireland in the 5th century.
And looking ahead on Nantucket, a director making a movie on the island is giving a talk that will include some behind-the-scenes information.
Yes, this is next Thursday for early planners. It happens from noon to 1 o'clock at the Whaling Museum, and it's Jay Craven. It's part of the Nantucket Historical Association's Food for Thought series. He's an independent filmmaker. Some of his movies are Where the River Flows North and Northern Borders. His newest film is Peter and John, and they're going to be filming on Nantucket next month. He's going to be talking a little bit about his previous works and then give that behind-the-scenes information about what's going to be happening when he's filming this spring.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.